Number 17, Denver and Rio Grande Depot. The Denver and Rio Grande Depot has been an important and long-standing influence on Salt Lake City's west side. It was completed in 1910 by George Gould, owner of the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad, in an attempt to develop a transcontinental railroad to compete with Union Pacific. The building cost a reported $750,000 and is characterized by Beaux-Arts classicism and Renaissance Revival architecture elements. Yet despite its classical elements, the geometric layout and strong materials of oak, marble, and brick create a sense of safety and security, just as the architect, Henry J. Schlax of Chicago, intended. The August 14, 1910 edition of the Salt Lake Tribune painted a vivid picture of the interior of the depot as it would have appeared to arriving railroad passengers. The depot centers on 3rd South Street, one of the main business thoroughfares, and has an immense approach or foreground on the town side and large, roomy, covered platforms paralleling the tracks on the railroad side. The center large room is lighted by three immense arched windows on each side, each 28 by 30 feet, through green opalescent glass. The interior of the waiting room is treated in an adaptation of a classic style of architecture similar to the exterior, the color scheme being brownish red and gray for the walls, with a deep brown for the ceiling. All of this, combined with the green light through the windows, gives the room a dignified quietness. In the wings of the building at each end of the waiting room are provided all the accessories necessary to every large depot. In one end are the baggage, express, and parcel rooms, while in the other end are provided everything necessary for the comfort of travelers, including men's smoking room, women's retiring room, restaurant, etc. In the center of the large waiting room are the ticket offices, newsstand, telegraph, and telephone offices, and other conveniences for the traveling public. In the second story of the main structure are the railroad company's offices. The best of material of the various kinds has been employed in the structure. For the exterior, there is a marble base of white Colorado Yule marble 5 feet high all around the building. The balance of the exterior is in terracotta and red New Jersey rainwashed brick. The roofs are of red tile. The building is absolutely fireproof and is treated on the interior with tile floors throughout and with marble wainscoting, all harmonizing with the general color effect of the different rooms. The depot formed an important part of the cultural landscape of the community, evidenced by the many stories that sprung up around it, including a series of reported hauntings. The most famous of these is the tale of a beautiful woman in a purple dress with raven-colored hair. As legend goes, many years ago she was engaged to a handsome young man and would travel by train to visit her fiancé. One day on the platform they had a terrible argument and the engagement was broken off. The young man threw the engagement ring into the tracks in the face of an oncoming train. In her rush to retrieve the ring, the woman never saw the train that struck and killed her. The depot also symbolizes the influence of the railroad upon Salt Lake City since the turn of the century. As one of the two gateways to the city, it served a population that was growing rapidly. The depot stands as a monument of the financial struggles for control of the nation's transportation by the railroad barons of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Following the map, proceed to the final site, number 18, the ZCMI warehouse.